Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bert Show.
Man, family estrangements, they suck. I've got both sides of my family that are real fans of these. You anger them one time and you're done. You're cut off for like 10 years. Do you guys have a history of this in your family?
Yeah, I have one side of the family that, well, we have a couple of people that'll talk to us, but there's one side of the family that I'm actually kind of at fault for one of the estrangements. And yeah, they just like don't talk to us anymore.
What'd you do?
Well, I didn't do anything, but I always blame myself for it because it happened at an event that caused somebody else to do something that caused the estrangement, if that makes sense. It's something I've gone through in therapy a lot, but it, long story short, it's not really my fault, but did I blame myself for it? Yes.
Sure. Okay.
In the older generation, I feel like it was more. Like, the younger generation is starting to kind of be more of bringing the family together, but the older generation in my family hasn't spoke for 40, 50 years.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Mild. And then when you find out, like, what it was over, it was something small, usually.
Always.
Right? You?
Yeah, it wasn't my generation. It wasn't my mom. It was my granny. But they've all been long gone, unfortunately. But yeah, apparently there was siblings that didn't speak to each other for years, and I have no idea why.
So our listener here, Jimmy, who's on the voice disguiser, is trying to reestablish a relationship with his cousin, but it's starting off on a rocky road already. Hey, Jimmy.
Hello. Sorry, I'm so excited.
Hello. Hello, Jimmy.
You excited us? I'm ready. How are you this morning?
Very good.
All right, so you got an estrangement going on. You have a history studio here of people that have histories of estrangement. So how can we try to help?
Yes. So I have a cousin, a first cousin, and we grew up together very close. And then I graduated high school, and we just kind of, things happened in the past. She would start some talk in the family, and we just decided to distance ourselves from her. Well, she just recently contacted me. It's been about 12 years and wanted me to sit down and talk to her. And I've been putting it off, but I finally decided to do it. And she cried the whole time, apologizing for all her mistakes. And I truly did believe her. And I said, okay, if we're going to do this, we both need to put in the time. And we started talking about, like, hey, you know, like once a month we'll meet up for supper, lunch, whatever. She's married and has two kids. And her one daughter is going into second grade and her son is going into preschool. And so we had set up a dinner for later on this month, and she just told me or texted me a couple days after saying, oh, I am so sorry. I am a 34-year-old gay male, and I just got married this summer to the greatest man on this earth.
Oh, congrats.
Congrats.
Thank you. And anyways, quick story. She texted me saying that she hasn't talked to her kids about sex or anything. She just started with anatomy with her youngest daughter. And she said that I have to be cool introducing my husband as a friend. And I have to be okay with that because she feels that they're too young.
But what does, I know you said like she hasn't talked to the kids about sex yet, but what does that have to do with your relationship with Carl?
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, to me, you don't have to go into detail. You don't have to say how it works or anything like that. But she just said that I have to be okay with Carl being my friend instead of my husband. And if that's how we're going to start this rekindling of a relationship, in my opinion, I'm just feeling like it's not worth it for her to even say that.
Yeah, I'm sure this is a much more complicated situation than I could possibly know. But it feels to me that these estrangements, because I am so aware of them with my own brothers and family, it's almost like if you go 12 years, there's really not a lot of connection there. Like, I want to be more connected, but then when we hang out with each other, it just feels like I don't even know who these people really are. I mean, I know that we have blood, but I don't even know who they are, so I'm not really invested in the relationship. And if they're throwing obstacles in front of me before we even really start this relationship, I'm not going to be into it at all.
I feel the same way, Jimmy. Either you accept me wholly or you don't accept me at all.
Right.
And it's obvious that you are madly in love with Carl and this is your person. And of course, you don't want to have to hide him or pretend he's somebody that he's not to you. I feel like it's a simple explanation that, you know, love is love. And sometimes a man marries a woman or a woman marries a woman or a man marries a man. And that's keeping it just as simplistic as possible, just for kids to understand, not getting in other ways people identify. But keeping it that simple. And it's so funny because I had a friend who, I don't want to say it's like she recently went through this, but she introduced her kids to their first gay couple that were together, a man and a man, right? And they had no questions. They were just like, oh, that's your boyfriend? Okay, cool. And literally that was it. Like, there wasn't any like further explanation that there needed to be. So, if I were you, Jimmy, I would stand up for yourself. I would stand up for your partner and I'd be like, sorry, but we can't rekindle this relationship under those kind of parameters.
Yeah, same for me. I think you should stand on business on this one. For me, this would be a sign that maybe the reconciliation is not supposed to happen or it's entirely too soon. Because if I were in your shoes, I would feel like this is more so coming from her because the kids, I really don't think are going to care.
Right.
So I would feel like, no, thank you. I appreciate it. But I completely understand if you don't want to put yourself in that position.
Yeah, you've got to stand up for your partner, because if we were to think about this in any other relationship, so if we were to put it into just hetero standards, like if it was you dating a woman, how awful would it be for you to have to introduce your woman or your girlfriend as your special friend or your really close friend? So I don't think the standard should change just because you are married to a man. So I think that's incredibly wrong and you should stand up for your relationship. And maybe it's just not time for the reconciliation to happen.
You sound like a great, loving guy, man. This is a her thing. So, yeah, do you, man. Be your authentic self. And if she can handle it, great. If not, bye-bye.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, though, Bert. You said it perfectly. Maybe this isn't the right time, or maybe it is, like, I don't look at her as family anymore.
Right.
So, you know, and I want to, because legally she is my family. She is my blood. But to me, this just screams like, okay, this was a mistake, or not maybe a mistake, but like, now's not the time. It's, you know, but I don't want to be rude about it. And I don't want to be like difficult. I don't want her to be like, oh my gosh, you're being so difficult.
No, she's the one that's being difficult. Yeah. Don't get in your own head here, man. Yeah. You're just being you, dude.
Facts.
All right, man, we got to run.
All right, thank you guys so much.
Thanks for listening.
I love you guys so much.
Bye, Jimmy.
You.
Love you more.
Love you.
Love you.
It's the Bert Show.
It's the Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Email here, because now you got a whole bunch of family tension going on.
Hey, Burt Show, longtime listener. I love listening to y'all on the radio and the podcast. Let's use McCalla as my alias. I have a family drama segment for y'all. My family is Christian, and our mindset is to show Christ-like love and be accepting because we live by the phrase, "You who have not sinned, throw the first stone." We try not to judge others, but we know we are not perfect at it. We have several members in our family that are part of the LGBTQ plus community, and we love and accept them. Here's the drama and dilemma. We have an immediate family member, let's call him Dave, and he has a wife, Gemma, and her best friend is his girlfriend, Hannah. Yeah, you read that right. He is married and has a girlfriend, and the women are best friends, and everybody knows their relationship dynamic.
So they're in a throuple.
We love a throuple. Gemma is okay with this arrangement. We love Dave and Gemma and their young kids. In saying that they're both trying to force their relationship dynamic onto the rest of the family, we do not agree with this, and we are struggling to accept this new change. We feel like he is trying to force their lifestyle onto the family, and everybody is uncomfortable with it. It's caused conflict and grief among everyone. One of the problems we have is he stepped out of his marriage and had an affair with Hannah, who is now his girlfriend. Hannah is now the girlfriend and BFFs with Gemma, the wife. Strange setup, is it not?
So time out. He cheats on his wife, Gemma, with Hannah and ends up keeping her and becomes his girlfriend. And then she ends up befriending and becoming best friends with the wife. In what world does the wife become best friends with the mistress and then invites them into the marriage?
In this world only.
Yes, maybe definitely
it's
a new one.
Yeah, maybe it's like keep your friends close and your enemies closer. So maybe she's like, if I just get in with the mistress, then he'll love me more. I don't know. All right, Hannah is now the girlfriend and BFFs with Gemma, the wife. How do we respond to this? Do you have any listeners that have gone through something similar? We don't know how to handle this, and they're supposed to be coming over within the next week or so for a barbecue. And they are adamant about bringing her with their family. We want everyone to feel comfortable in our home, but if Hannah is here, no one but Dave and Gemma will feel comfortable. Other family members say they may not come or will leave early. They don't want their children exposed to that lifestyle. And me and my partner really do not want this in our home. But our home is always the place to have family gatherings. Please help and keep this anonymous. Signed, Conflicted Aunt.
I'm trying to figure out how they are throwing it in the family's face rather than just existing. Like, if that is your relationship and that is your dynamic, then that is your dynamic. I can understand why that would make you uncomfortable, because it's like, if you love Dave and Gemma and you care for both of them, and then he cheats on Gemma with Hannah, and now all of a sudden Hannah is a part of the relationship, you're probably going to feel a certain way about Hannah. And I get that. But I'm trying to figure out, like, with the way she started this email, if you have the Christian mindset to be love and accepting, then if this is what they've chosen for their life and how they want to live, then this is what they've chose for their life.
I'm totally with you, man. I mean, allegedly, I haven't been in one, but from what I understand, families are supposed to love you unconditionally, right? So if this is who you authentically are, and I think it's got to be accepted.
If is it unorthodox? Yes. I'm trying to understand what the definition is of like throwing it in everybody's face.
I'm confused as well because it doesn't really say exactly how they're throwing it in people's face. It does sound like you said, they're just existing. And like Bert said in the beginning, you start off with saying you accept everyone. So it's a little conflicting. I'm not exactly sure what you can do other than if you want to get everybody together and then tell them that they can't come. But that doesn't feel like the right thing to do. So I really don't know. I would have to know more about what exactly are they doing that they are so afraid that the kids will see.
Yeah, well, they brought up the kids as a prime example. But here's the thing. Kids are so oblivious. They don't understand what's going on. Mm-hmm.
I beg to differ.
Really?
Yeah. Kids are they're very observant.
For example, let's say they do observe what's going on. What is the worst thing that's going to happen? Like, do you think your kids are going to start starting a thruple on the playground and, then turning into a quadruple? It just seems a little bit of an extreme example. And you can't pick and choose when you're going to be accepting. So I feel like you got to open your doors to them.
All right. I am going to need some help breaking myself of what has now become an expensive habit. I remember it was months and months and months ago that Cassie said that she was ordering Uber Eats all the time. Right. And at some point or another, you had to dig in and say, look, I'm just not doing it anymore. I don't know if you actually saw the amount of money for the month, but something shocking had to happen, right?
Yeah, I definitely stopped using it as much. I say this as I just completed an order on Uber Eats because Rebecca's ordering this morning, but I did take it way, way down in the finance. It needed to happen and the finances definitely bounced back in a noticeable way.
So I didn't even realize truly that how much I was buying in this particular area that I will share with you in a second until Courtney brought it up the other day. Courtney is staying with me for 4 weeks. She bought a house, so she's in between homes right now. She's unhomed. So she's staying with me right now. And she's like, another package arrived. It's every single day. I didn't realize how much I was spending on supplements. TikTok and Instagram has taken me by storm. And I didn't even realize how much I was spending. I get so excited when new supplements come to the house that I don't even think I know because I saw this on TikTok or Instagram that if I want to live to 100 that I need this supplement. So I just keep buying them over and over again.
So I started to fall into this trap on TikTok. I even went on TikTok and blocked the words TikTok shop to stop showing me the videos.
Dang.
But then they still find a workaround and I bought a Bluey shirt for my husband. And then there was a knee massager and he's got bad knees, so I bought that. And then I bought myself a hair straightener. And I was like, what am I doing? Because it's two clicks to buy it. It's so easy. And I noticed once I bought that first thing, the ass, oh my God, doubled. And then every other one, I was and because the algorithm's so good, it knows exactly what you want. And then it keeps feeding it to you. And so I had to stop myself because I was getting played by AI.
The same algorithm they're using for your for you page, which is so accurate, right? I mean, they want to keep you on there for as long as they can for this particular reason. The longer you're on TikTok, the longer you're on Instagram, the more apt you are to buy different products, right?
How many different type of supplements are there? What are you buying?
Oh, there's a lot.
So many.
There's so many.
I was embarrassed to do this.
Oh, I can't wait.
Did you bring show and tell? No
way.
Good
Lord. What? So I brought a backpack in. Everything that I'm about to pour out of this backpack, I have bought over the last 8 weeks, okay?
Wow. You look like a
Herbert Weiss.
Hey, yo.
Herbert Weiss. No, you did not.
You need an intervention.
GNC is out of product.
Yeah, he's like a GNC drug dealer.
I got it for the cheap.
Look at all this, you guys. All right, so this one right here, this was a device that was going to hit me at a certain frequency to get me into deep sleep. So I bought that one. I think that was $78.
Oh my God. Did it work, though?
Wow.
It did not work.
Okay.
Joe Rogan told me to buy this energy and focus gum. It seemed like a really good idea at the time. So it's like caffeine gum.
Didn't you buy a stupid amount of that too?
Yeah, he gave me some the other day. It did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, me neither.
I did. I bought those brain pills that he...
oh, is that right? The alpha about. Something? Yeah,
Alpha brain.
All right, so that's that one. This is some turmeric and curcumin. That's good for inflammation. This massager. This little mini massager here.
What that massage?
I don't want to get into it.
I have an idea. Yeah. I have an area. After you read chapter 55 in the second of Court of Thorns book.
This isn't a supplement, but these I now have five diffusers in my house.
Oh, that was worth the investment. Those are amazing.
When you came over and you said my house smells good.
I bought them on the spot.
I don't feel like you can count the diffuser because you like those. They're good.
Well, I love all of them. The ashwagandha is supposed to help you relax at night and go to bed, right?
Those work.
Then we got this one. These are peptides for your skin. One skin peptides. I don't know if they're working or not, but when I went downstairs to get Botox yesterday, they said, ooh, we're going to give you a free facial. All right. So this apparently is not working. This is good for your A1. This is fenugreek. It's a supplement that's supposed to be good to lower sugar. What else we got here? Oh, yeah. And then there's a sleep cocktail now that Andrew Huberman told me about that I'm really excited about. It's magnesium, theanine, and this other one that I can't pronounce. This is just over the last couple of weeks. So
he's the one I would trust, Huberman.
Yeah.
He also told me to do the BioStack NAD, which is really good for your cells and slowing down aging. And then there's this one I bought the other day. These two are supposed to be really good for guys and your testosterone and your mood and also to focus. This one is She Legit. Be really careful.
She Legit.
too legit to quit.
Yes, sir.
If it's a testosterone supplement, shouldn't it be He Legit?
I can't stop purchasing them. They all seem like when the ads come up, it's like going to save my life and I'm going to be able to live to 120 years old. And I just keep buying this crap.
How much money is sitting right there?
I think you're talking about $300-something there, maybe even more.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget, I'm certain the phones listen to you. I feel like we've discussed that enough.
Yes.
I was talking about my liver the other day, and then I started getting ads for liver supplement pills, and I almost bought them because I'm like, oh, yes, I need this.
And that could be very true. You know, like half of my day, I feel like I'm talking about longevity and biohacking. So if my phone is listening to me, it clearly is like, sucka's talking about it again. We can sell him some of this She Legit.
Well, Joe Rogan's on the other line. He'd like to thank you for his third
home. No doubt, man. It's the Burt Show.
Here, Burt Show.
6 months ago, had I seen this headline or seen this article, I would have just swiped right by it and gone on to something else. But Kristen turned me on to this TV show, The Bear, which has changed my life.
It's so stinking good. And I mean, you don't have to be a foodie to enjoy it. It's actually quite the opposite because you were not a foodie. But the Bear starring Jeremy Allen White, it's based in Chicago. I would label it a gritty comedy.
It is. It gets dark sometimes. This last season, man, dude's going through it.
Have you gotten to the Christmas episode?
I've seen them all.
Yes.
Yeah, that one's stressful.
Right?
You know, there are some TV shows you watch where they cut it. It's not only the volume of everybody's voice and the intensity of what they're talking about, but the way they cut the scenes also can stress you out.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's how this one is.
So Jamie Lee Curtis plays Jeremy Allen White's mom, and she does a phenomenal job being crazy.
So if you're a new listener, when Kristen says that I'm not a foodie, that's a bit of an understatement. Most of my life, I just didn't care about food. Food for me gets me from A to B. I don't care about taste. I would rather drink than eat. Get me through it. Move on. I start watching this show.
It's fuel, not fun.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. All right. This goes under the underlying umbrella right now of me not enjoying the journey and just wanting to get to the destiny as fast as I can. Screw the journey. Anyway, when it comes to food now, so now I'm starting to get a little bit curious about it. Like, I don't go to, like, five-star restaurants very often. Just not my jam. Not exactly sure which fork to even use. They feel stuffy to me, and I just don't like food that much to even appreciate this little dot food that's in front of me.
I mean, Abby and I love food so much. We started our own little food critic review
two girls, one review. So give us all the dot food. Give us all the phones.
Right.
Give us all the great ambiance. The overpriced beverages. We're in.
Well, we would prefer underpriced beverages, but for now, we'll take the $25 cocktails for the review.
So as I said, I would normally have just gone right over this article, but now it catches my attention because I think when I tell you what this profession is, which is one of the top five unhealthiest jobs in America, you'd go, I might still even take it. And that is being a food critic, which to you probably sounds like a great idea.
Heck yeah. Well, I mean, like that's, Top Chef is one of my favorite shows. And I mean, it's essentially judges being food critics throughout the entire show. And I'm obsessed with it. I want them to come to our city so bad. I don't know why they haven't, because I feel like we have a little food mecca here. And I want to be a part of an episode in some way, somehow, even if I'm just going to one of their events so I can eat their food. I'm obsessed.
It's a miserable job. Being a food critic is a miserable job, and it's an unhealthy job. So this dude from the New York Times, I guess he's a very well-known, maybe he's like the Michael Jordan of food critics, Pete Wells, announced that he's going to be resigning from his job after like 12 years. He was one of these guys that gave reviews, but who obviously couldn't show your face because if a restaurant knows you're in there, they're going to kiss your ass and make your food a little bit different, right? So now people know who he is. And he says that he is letting the industry go for a lack of excitement for the job. He's apathetic about it, and he cited his poor health as the main motive for him taking off. Some of this stuff, all of this stuff, actually, I had no idea about food critics. He says, my scores, his health scores, he went to the doctor to get some blood tests, were terrible across the board. He says his cholesterol, his blood sugar, his hypertension, worse than he had expected, and even in his doomiest moments. Pre-diabetes, fatty liver disease, metabolic syndrome were all thrown around. He was technically obese because of how much food he had to eat. And then after he came out and he said, man, this job seems great to everybody else, but it kind of really sucks. A whole bunch of other people that critics that have left recently also said the exact same things. So the sheer volume of consumption that restaurant critics have to eat is really, really astounding. I didn't know this.
So they have to eat the whole thing?
More than the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
This is an article, I think, from the New York Times. Not only are they eating out daily, they're often taking down multiple meals on assignment and even doubling down on some. Another critic said he would go on back-to-back dinners more often than he cares to, like, admit. Another one said that they eat, I want to get down to this 36 one. This is the one that blew me away. Sometimes they will have like samples of 36 different things on the menu before they actually get to the main meal that they're going to review.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I guess in order to be fair, like it wouldn't be fair to a restaurant to have one dish and rate the restaurant on that one dish.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand why you'd want to try as many dishes as possible before you either give them a superb rating or you like you hold. And there's also so much power in a critic's hand, because if you are a well-known critic and a critic that people look up to, you could tank somebody's business.
Oh yeah. Their career, like, for sure.
You can ruin their livelihood.
Yeah. You've seen Keith Lee do it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
Keith Lee, the viral food critic that he goes around the world and tries food from different restaurants. And like once he became super famous, it became a little more difficult for him to just go up in people's restaurants and eat.
Is that right? Sure.
If he gives you a bad review, it's a long day for you.
Some of these people saying I was obese. I didn't even realize it at the time. This guy, something Platt, was saying, one of these critics also, that he's being treated for gout, hypertension, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes. It's like the last job you would want. And you have to eat out 6 times a week.
It would take the fun out of it. Yeah. Like, I love, part of the fun of going out to a restaurant, especially like for women, it's like getting dressed up and having a cocktail and enjoying time with your friends. And like the food just makes it better. But then to go and take that experience, which is normally people's recreation, and make it your job,
right?
It would be miserable.
And they all are.
I have always wondered when you are watching Top Chef and they still have like quite a few chefs, like the show first starts out. And the judges have to eat every single one of their dishes. And I'm like, do they got a puke bucket back there or something?
It's a lie. It's fun when it's your hobby, not so fun if it's your profession, it sounds like.
Exactly.
Bingo.
Here, Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.